Hachana. We are rapidly approaching Shavuos. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. We had the Rashi in Parshas Yisro, Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, which already gives us the sense of arriving at Matan Torah. We're approaching every day as we get to Shavuos is another day closer to Kabbalah HaTorah. Hachana is a tremendous idea, and it's true about so many inyanim of Kedusha. It's true when we think about Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. It's very much about being meichin for Shabbos, v'heichinu eisesha yaviyu. And any time we're approaching Kedusha, there's a tremendous significance to Hachana. I just want to talk a few minutes about the idea of Hachana to see specifically how it applies to Matan Torah, applies to Shabbos, and other things. There's a comment of the Netziv in Hamigdavar, when the Pasuk says, Vayisu merefidim vayavo midbar Sinai. Says the Netziv, on that Pasuk, Vayisu merefidim, why does it have to tell us that? So there's a comment of the Mechilta, Ma biyasam midbar Sinai, Abmanasa kabel Torah, Kach nisiyasam merefidim aldasu kabel Torah. Rashi paraphrases it in a different way. Rashi says that Lahakish nisiyasim mefidim mabiyasim mebasinai mabiyasim mebasinai b'tshuva af nisiyasim mefidim b'tshuva. Says the Netziv. So my nafkamina, what's the significance of saying that that leaving mefidim already had a mindset of tshuva, had a mindset of lekabel Torah? Mikan yesh lomod. The kol davar shebekdusha, masha ha'adam meichin atzmo yoser lazeh, chal olav yoser ha'hechsher lazeh. The more that you prepare yourself mentally, the more that you are able to be a vessel to receive that Kedusha. We used to think of these ideas very much in Hasidic thought, which is for sure true. In many Hasidic sfarim, the Sfas Emes and others, there's a lot made about Hachana, sometimes to the extent that Hachana can even be more important than the mitzvah. Sometimes you find such justifications for being able to, I'm not saying we should necessarily go that far, but to be able to even go beyond Matfila, for example, because the Hachana for the mitzvah is also, okay, that's taking it perhaps beyond, but the idea of Hachana, you know, it's not just a Hasidic Shavart. This is something you find across the board in so many different aspects. The Briska Rav, in Chumash, the classic Litvak, right? The Briska Rav has the idea connecting to a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, in discussing Shabbos, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, describes what is Kavod Shabbos. Now, what is Kavod Shabbos as distinct from Onik Shabbos? Onik Shabbos, this is famously attributed to the Gra as well, Onik Shabbos is the enjoyment that you have on Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you do Erev Shabbos, or even earlier in the week, in honor of Shabbos. So there are various things that the Rambam described as going into Kavod Shabbos, as the Rambam in Perek Lamed. Ezel Kavod, Zesh Amr Chachamim, Shemitfa Adam Lirchotz, Panav Yadav Raglav, Vechami Erev Shabbos, to take a shower. The Yoshe B'Kovid Rosh, the Rambam says, just to solemnly be sitting, Miyachel Hakbolas Pnei HaShabbos, K'moshe Yotze Likras HaMelech. The Rambam is describing what we know to be Kabbalah Shabbos in davening, although part of the way we do it is shaped by the Mekubal and Mitzvat, with the particular Mizmorim that we say, and the Piyut L'Chadodi, but the idea is really a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yutes, that Rabbi Chanina would say, Bo v'netzi lukas Shabbos Malkas, so the Rambam goes on to say that, Chom harishonim hayu mekatzim tamideyem, v'erev Shabbos u'misatfim, the Rambam talks about ituf as well, v'omim bo v'netzi lukas Shabbos HaMelech. The idea is longing for Kedusha. The Briska Rav notes that many things that we find in Matan Torah are parallel to what we find for Erev Shabbos as well. And L'mashal, he points out that it says in the Chumash, "Hayu nachonim l'shloshes yamim," to be nachon, and you find it again in Parashas Kisisa, Baruch Hashniyos, "V'hayei nachon laboker." So the Briska Rav shows you that what does it mean nachonim? So you could say it's connected to al tikshu al isha, specifically that idea. But you see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not shaykh to say that Moshe Rabbeinu already had separated from Sipora. What "hayei nachon laboker" by Moshe Rabbeinu? The idea of the Rambam of Erev Shabbos to have a mindset. Bov and Eitz say there's going to be an encounter here, Kedusha, Hachana for Kedusha. That's Klal Yisrael for Matan Torah. That part of their experience of Matan Torah needed the Hachana in order for that to have the impact. There's a sefer, a very beautiful sefer, Pele Yoetz. It has different entries from Seder Aleph Beis on all types of inyanim. Very nice ideas he ties together. So he has a few pages on Hachana. So he writes so nicely, Hachana l'Shabbos, he mitzvah rabba, and he goes on to discuss Hachana for Shabbos. Then the next paragraph, V'chein ko Hachana she'adam meichin l'dvar mitzvah, he gufa chashuva mitzvah. Hachana for mitzvah has a status of a mitzvah too. Ki kein misha ko masa v'shem shemayin, so everything is a mitzvah. It's like, not in the same way, but you're connecting to Kedusha. And therefore, that's where you really get to this idea. Matov levate besfasayim kodem kol maise shehu yomar sheosa hachana l'mitzvah. You're about to eat. You say, "Harini bolechov lishtos deshei gufi bari lechazak avodas Hashem isbarach." Before you go to sleep, you can articulate, "Harini shochev lishom kedesh v'edaiti tzuluam yoshebes alei avodas Hashem isbarach." Before you go do business, I'm going to do business honestly. Harviach besiata deshmarik to finance my household. And to give stakan, to bless chasadim, when you build a house, when you have clothing, everything you do should create some connection to Kedusha. This is where a lot of the literature on L'Shem Yichud comes in, whether or not you say it. The Nodeb Yehuda didn't like saying L'Shem Yichud because for various reasons. But I happen to have a sefer that I once picked up at a sperm sale, which we didn't have, unfortunately, this past February. Quote, Hachana l'mitzvah was $12, so I couldn't resist. Hachana l'mitzvah, al yidei dibur, al inyane amiras Hashem yichud. Very interesting. But I just want to end with this, where in his Hagdama, so he has a lot of makoros on this inyan of Hachana, and his range of makoros, again, is crossing the spectrum. You know, you have sperm like the Bnei Yisaskar, Agla Dekala, the Sfas Emes, and he has the Or Yechesko, Becheska Levenstein, when the Mir Mashkiach. B'zeh HaLashon, HaKol Toloi BeHachana. Kol Ma SheYirtza Adam LaHasig, Toloi Kefi Midas HaChana SheYochin Atzmo Eleha. V'yadua Debi Ramban, and V'yikra V'daki Chai Adam Mitzvos Kefi HaChanaso Alehem. V'chein Kosov Hikon Kras HaLkecha Yisrael. So I think it's a tremendous opportunity now as we approach a day of Matan Torah to recognize that any opportunities we have before tefillah, before we daven, obviously, mitzvahs all around us. Whether you say L'Shem Yichud, whether you don't, we say Hinei Muchan, but there has to be some mindset. It shouldn't just be an automatic pilot and we find ourselves where we find ourselves. So the days of Shloshes Mi'Hagbalah, the days approaching Shavuos, are a lesson in life. That everything that we do should try to be focused towards something greater, something higher, something more kadosh. And the more that we can direct ourselves to that, the more that we're immersed in Kedusha all the time. Even before we get there, we are already programmed for it. If we're programmed for it, then, Mirat Hashem, we get that much more out of the experience. Wish everybody a good yantiv and kabbal the Torah b'simcha. A good Shabbos and we got
you. Thank you, Rabbi. Our next year will be next week.
Next year will be week 10.